Well, this morning is, of course, our monthly family service. And so if there are any youth or children you'd like to come on up just for a few minutes, I won't keep you up here the whole time this morning. There's a couple who I'm going to make come up if they want to come up on their own. William, you want to give me a hand? Trey, that's fine. I just need you all help answer a couple of questions on behalf of the church. So, you know, no pressure. Okay, William, why don't you come up here for a second? You can come give me a hand. All right. Hold this. Difficult question. What is it? It's a clock. It's good. Okay, more difficult question. What does it do? It tells the time. Yeah, very good. It tells time. Okay, a couple questions about time. Do you know how many days there are in the year 2011?
365.
Yeah, very good. Not a leap year. Okay, another sort of even question. How many hours are in the year 2011? Anybody know? Yeah. How many minutes? You want to go for seconds? No? Sorry. Here, actually, I have these facts for you. I didn't know them off the top of my head either. So there are 365 days. There's also about 8,760 hours, 525,600 minutes, and 31,536,000 seconds. So, of course, we're down to 363 days now in less than 14 hours until we reach 2012. Have you ever heard the expression, time flies?
Yeah.
What do you think that means?
Time flies.
It means time flies, that's right. It means time goes by really fast. It's here and then it's gone. And, of course, we just celebrated a new year. We just moved out of an old year and have entered into a new year, right? We moved out of 2010. We're now in 2011. Did you make any New Year's resolutions?
No.
No New Year's resolutions. Did anybody make any New Year's resolutions? You don't have to share them, but does anybody make New Year's resolutions? All right. Good. We got one person who makes New Year's resolutions. What do you think the most popular New Year's resolutions might be? Maybe just with somebody sitting next to you, share what you think the most popular New Year's resolution might be. Thanks. Well, I actually have the list of the top 10, if you're interested. Here are the top 10 New Year's resolutions, seeing if you got any of these in your conversations. 1, spend more time with family and friends. 2, exercise. 3, lose weight. 4, quit smoking. 5, enjoy life more. 6, quit drinking. 7, get out of debt. 8, learn something new. 9, help others. 10, get organized. Now, what's actually interesting about this list is that this is the same list every year of resolutions that people tend to make, right? Which I think means that nobody's keeping the resolutions. So somebody, they make them at the beginning of the year, some point during the course of the year, they lose them, and then they come back and they make them again at the beginning of a new year. Well, I want to suggest to you this morning that it's good for Christians to make resolutions. As I read from the Bible a bit earlier in the service, Ephesians chapter 5, verse 16 tells us that we as Christians, if we are wise, are to be making the best use of the time, because the days are evil, the Bible says. Which I think is to say is that it's easy to waste time. It's easy to waste an hour. It's easy to waste a day. It's even easy to waste another year. And so the Bible says, don't let that happen. Make the best use of the time. Make the most of every opportunity. Don't waste your days. So that's why I say I think it's good for Christians to make resolutions, because resolutions help us to do that. Resolutions help to focus us, right? They keep us from sort of just drifting and coasting through life. And when we make God-honoring resolutions, and when we rely on God's power and God's grace to fulfill those resolutions in our life, well, the end result is that God gets all the glory, which, of course, is what we as his people ultimately desire most. Now, I don't know what resolutions y'all might need to make, but I find in the lives of Christians, my own life included, that there's usually big areas where we could all resolve to grow. One is in the area of Bible reading. All of us could probably do a better job at getting into God's Word. We all probably need to do better, being better prayers, right? being more passionate, longer prayers, more faithful in our prayer times. Another area is serving others in love, keeping our eyes open for creative ways to do that. Being more faithful in telling others about Jesus. Reading good Christian books on a regular basis. Those are all big areas that Christians probably constantly need to improve on. But let me share this morning with you another resolution that maybe sometimes is overlooked and that we find in the Bible. And we find it this morning in the Bible in Psalm 77, verses 11 and 12. You find it all over the place in the Bible, but here's one place you find it. Psalm 77, verses 11 and 12 say this: I will remember the deeds of the Lord. Yes, I will remember your miracles of long ago. I will meditate on all your works and consider all your mighty deeds. So if there's a resolution there for us, it's the resolution to remember. Right? To sit down, to take a few moments out, and remember and think about God's kindness to us over the past year. In the church that I grew up with, we used to sing this old hymn. It was an old hymn for this church. And the chorus of it went like this: Count your blessings, name them one by one. Count your blessings, see what God hath done. Count your blessings, name them one by one, and it will surprise you what the Lord hath done. Now think about all the ways that God has been kind to you and your family this past year. Just take a moment, try to make a mental list of all the ways that God has been kind to you this past year. And then maybe just, if you're comfortable enough, just share one or two of those things with somebody sitting next to you. I think it'll edify them probably as much as it edifies you. Just share with somebody, what's a way that God has been kind to you and your family this past year? God has blessed us in so many ways. I hope you're able to think of many. You know, from everything from food to a home to live in, to a warm shower, to schools, to jobs, to technology to make use of, hobbies to enjoy, a church where we can come and freely worship with other Christians, worship God. And of course, most of all, God has blessed us and been kind to us in His Son, Jesus Christ, and in all the riches that we have in Jesus. I have another top 10 list for you. It's not really top 10, it's just a list of 10. If you are trusting in Jesus, these are the ways that God has been and is being kind to you. It is His kindness upon kindness, His grace upon grace. Here is how God is flooding you with blessing if you are trusting in Jesus Christ. Number one, you have a right relationship with God. Two, you have forgiveness of sins. Three, you have removal of God's judgment and the punishment of hell. Four, you have certainty of eternal life. Five, you have a place prepared for you in the new heavens and new earth. Six, you have the Holy Spirit within helping you to love God more. Seven, you have God's law written on your heart so you are able to obey Jesus and you love to do this. Eight, you are able to call God Father. Nine, you have Jesus' presence with you in the good times and the bad times. And 10, you simply have Jesus, who is your eternal joy. And when you take time and you remember, right, when you consider and you meditate all that God has done and is doing, it should amaze you, but it should also cause us to be thankful. So maybe here's a resolution for some of us this new year. Let's make the resolution to be thankful people as we remember all that God has done. And I think when we do that, we will be making good use of the time that God has given us in this new year. So let's pray for that. Will you pray with me? Father, we do ask that you would help us to look more like Jesus. Father, we pray that you would give us wisdom to know the areas in our life where we need to make some changes, where we need to eliminate some things from our life, where we need to add some things to our life. Father, I pray that you would give us wisdom, and I pray that by your power and according to your grace, you would fulfill those things in our life. Pray that you would especially help us to remember how kind you are in Jesus Christ. And God, we pray this for your glory in His name. Amen. Thank you, guys. Thanks, William.